أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم. In the previous ayats we read about the arwah, the souls of people when they are extracted from their bodies, and the transgressors and wrongdoers, the disbelievers, what a stench it gives off, and as it passes by the malaika, they also say, what a terrible ruh this is that is giving us off this terrible stench. And then finally Allah Ta'ala orders it that it must be entered into Sijjin, that is the ruh also and the record of all its deeds also. And Sijjin is either right at the bottom of the earth or right at the bottom of the fire of Jahannam, a very, very close place, very difficult, hard place to live in, extremely difficult. So that is where they will be. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains, وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ اُسْ دِنْ جُتْلَانِ وَعَدُوكِ. On that day, the day of judgment, when people will see for a reality that the day of Qiyamah has come, then those who had denied it, that there is nothing like a judgment, that we will not be answerable for our actions, then for them will be great destruction. Either it is destruction or it is a particular pit in the fire of Jahannam whale, where the rest of the fire of Jahannam also seeks refuge from it. So terrible is the punishment there. And this will be for those people who did not believe and they falsified and denied there is a day of Qiyamah. So those will be the open kafirs. And then of course those people who say they believe but their actions belie them, their actions are different to their beliefs, so these people will also get their punishment, though it will be less than the previous people, the other people who totally deny. And who are these people that deny? Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ جُو جُو جَانْتَ هَيْ إِنصَافْ كِ دِنْ كُو. That nobody else will not believe in the day of Qiyamah, but those people whose actions are terrible, as Allah explains in the next ayat. These are those people, Allah Ta'ala says, who deny an open reality, and that is the day of judgment, the day of recompensation. And this is what is required of us as believers, Iman bil Ghaib. Therefore that we don't need any scientific proof, we don't need any logical proof, but it is just clearly which the Quran Sharif starts off with, Alladhina yu'minuna bil Ghaib. A mu'min is he who believes in the unseen, who believes what Allah has informed him and what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told him, he believes in those things. He's not one who wants scientific proof for everything. And he's not one who wants that it must be logical, but that he has just got to believe on that day. And these are those people, these mukazzibin, those people who don't believe in that final day, they are the ones who don't believe in ghaib. They are the ones who believe in their brains. What makes sense to us, what is acceptable to us, that we believe in. And what is not acceptable, we don't believe in. And Allah Ta'ala further says, two aspects which lead a person to this. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And you won't find anyone that will deny, that will not believe in the day of Qiyamah. It's just a natural thing. And a person, by his natural instinct of having Iman and faith, he will believe in it. But who is it that does not believe? Kullu mu'tadin athim. All those people, aur usko jhutlata hai wahi, jo bar nikalne wale gunahgar hai. Those people who are transgressors, who have transgressed all limits, and those people who are sinful. So when a person commits sins and he transgresses the laws of Allah Ta'ala, he becomes rebellious, then it does not remain then it goes further and he even disbelieves in Akhirah. Then he will disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. Sins, we must not take it lightly that it's a small sin. Or I'll make tawbah from this major sin. sins have got a natural effect in them that they take you to more greater sins, until finally once iman is also depleted and iman also is not left. So from every sin a person must make immediate tawbah, totally avoid going to or the committing of any sin. But perchance it's committed, a person should not delay in making tawbah immediately, because afterwards the whole heart also becomes black and a person cannot differentiate also, and in fact he sees a sinful life more superior and better than a life of obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And we also have to consider how many things have become acceptable in our lives. And today, not only acceptable, but we prove that it is right. And the correct way of life, we prove that it's not practical today. That it doesn't apply today. So this is the effect of sins when a person commits. And as in here also, one understanding from this is that the sins that a person commits and his transgressions compared to disbelief, this is nothing whatsoever. The sins, like many times we have an argument placed that there is a certain Muslim, he's a Muslim, but he's got very bad habits, he's an alcoholic, he's a drug addict, everything. On the other hand, Allah save us, we say this other person is a non-believer, he's a Christian, but he's got very good character, he's very upright, he's very honest, he's very truthful, but that disbelief of his is much more worse than all this other, than all the other bad things the Muslim is doing. Iman is the main thing. So also it is understood that all the sins and transgressions compared to the disbelief, this is minor in the eyes of Allah. The disbelief is the worst thing that a person can commit, not to believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains that sins lead a person to more and more takes him towards kufr. And the other thing is that all these sins without kufr, the sins are small compared to kufr. Kufr is the worst thing. Shirk and kufr are the worst things. And compared to them, sins also are small, which Allah clearly says in another ayat, Allah will forgive all the sins of a person, but not his shirk. So those are the worst sins. So we must not be fooled with our outward piety, etc. We have to check whether these terrible qualities are not in us. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us for His pleasure.